everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
And we've been talking about Chinese New Year in this article, which is coming up really soon.
Yep.
Are you excited?
Yes, me too. I'm very excited.
Okay, so we've seen two friends, Wei and Andy, and they're talking about the things you can do on New Year's Eve.
First, Wei tells Andy that families get together to eat a big dinner on New Year's Eve. What do they eat?
Okay, well, we learned that they eat noodles and fish and dumplings. And now I'm getting hungry.
These foods are special because they are lucky.
That's right. So, but they do more than just eat, right? They have lots of good food, but next, we also saw that they hang red spring couplets.Now, these messages on the couplets they bring good fortune.
That's right. We ended the article yesterday with Wei inviting Andy to spend Chinese New Year with his family.
With her family.
Her family. Wei is a girl.
Okay, well, let's find out if this is a special experience for Andy. Let's find out how it goes right now.
Celebrating Chinese New Year.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today we're going to introduce some words you can see during Chinese New Year.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.Reunion dinner. Spring couplet. Firecracker. Lucky money. Sticky rice cake. Dragon and lion dance. Lantern. Year-end cleanup.
Welcome to our home, Andy.
Thank you again for inviting me.
Of course.Dinner is ready. Let's eat.
Everything smells delicious. What is that?
Andy points to a dish.
That's sticky rice cake. It's a sweet Chinese New Year dish.
I can't wait to try it.
Dinner is over.Andy and Wei are sitting on the sofa.
I'm so full. I really want to sleep.
Not yet. In a few minutes, we'll go outside and set off firecrackers.
Oh, cool. That sounds fun.
Before I forget, let me share my favorite Chinese New Year tradition with you.
Wei hands Andy a red envelope.
What's this?
Older family members give red envelopes with lucky money inside to younger family members.
Thank you. Chinese New Year is now my favorite holiday.
Word power.
Sofa. Sofa.I like to lie on the sofa and watch TV after work. I like to lie on the sofa and watch TV after work. Hand, hand. Please hand your test papers to me. Thank you. Please hand your test papers to me.Thank you. Envelope, envelope. Can you put this letter in an envelope and send it for me? Can you put this letter in an envelope and send it for me? Holiday, holiday.The office is closed tomorrow because it's a holiday. The office is closed tomorrow because it's a holiday.
Okay, so today's article is another conversation between Wei and Andy. Mm-hmm. And Wei starts again. She says, Welcome to our home, Andy.
好，所以现在到伟家来了。伟就说呢，欢迎来到我们家，Andy。
Okay, so if you invite someone in, that's a really polite way to say, thank you for coming, welcome.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, Andy says,
thank you again for inviting me.
Oh, so Andy 呢再次说了谢谢，他跟伟说呢，再次谢谢你邀请我来。
Now, Andy is so polite. When you accept an invitation to eat dinner at someone's house, manners are very important. You want to be as polite as possible.
Yes, and Andy is polite. So instead of saying、mm-hmm. thank you for inviting me,、mm-hmm. can Andy say thank you for having me here?
Yes, that's another way of saying thank you. Thank you for having me. That means having me in your home.
Right.
Okay, now Wei...She's very polite, but、mm-hmm. she's also thinking about one thing. It's New Year's Eve. She is straight to business, and that is food. And she says, of course, dinner is ready. Let's eat.
Oh, so fast.、Mm. 所以这边呢，伟说 of course, 当然一定要邀请你啦。这里的 of course 还有 you're welcome 的意思，也就是不客气。那他们就要去吃晚餐了。
Now, of course is one of my favorite phrases, and I use it all the time.
Do you really?
Of course. Okay, now let's start talking about the food. That's what everyone's wondering about. Andy says, everything smells delicious. What is that?
好，这边 Andy 就问了，所有的菜怎么闻起来都好美味哦。那是什么？
Now this question, what is that?At the same time as he's smelling,、uh-huh. probably means he's seeing a dish and he's pointing to it. And that's why here in the article it says Andy points to a dish.
Right, Andy points to a dish. 他指的是一道菜。Which dish is he pointing to?
Good question. And let's find out what it is from Wei. She says, that's sticky rice cake.It's a sweet Chinese New Year dish.
所谓的 sticky rice cake 就是年糕，所以我就说了，那是年糕，是一道甜的年菜。
Is it full of sugar?
Yeah, kind of.
Is it too sweet?
Too sweet for me.
I think I would probably like it. Okay, sticky rice cake, it sounds good, but what's in it?Other than rice and sugar.
Well, it's sticky, 黏黏的 made of rice, 用米做的 like you said.、Mm-hmm. Sometimes we put red beans, 红豆 in it. Do you like red beans?
Not really, but maybe...
Green beans?
Kind of. I don't like many beans, to be honest. I do、okay. like vegetables, but not beans. All right, well, maybe I won't like this so much. Okay, now, Andy...loves food as much as me.
Uh-huh.
And he says, I can't wait to try it.
Andy 这边就说了，我等不及要试试看了。
Now the phrase, can't wait to do something is another good phrase in English. Now you say this to show that you're really excited about something. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for the weekend.
So can't wait to do something 是等不及要做某事 like Andy can't wait to taste the food、
mm-hmm.
What about when we say can't wait for something、
mm-hmm.
那就是等不及某事的到来 Not only you Aaron, I can't wait for the weekend either
Yeah, weekends! Alright, so now dinner's over、
mm-hmm.
The food is gone Everyone is very full here in our articleIt now says, dinner is over. Andy and Wei are sitting on the sofa.
所以晚餐结束了 ,Andy 跟 Wei 呢就坐在沙发上。
Now, when you sit on a sofa, you're probably very comfortable.
Right.
And we're going to learn what this sofa is. It's spelled S-O-F-A, sofa, and it's a noun.A sofa is a comfortable seat that two or more people can sit on. It often has comfortable cushions and pillows, arms on the side, and a high back. Now, you usually see sofas in people's living rooms. Here's an example. I like to lie on the sofa and watch TV after work. One more time. I like to lie on the sofa and watch TV after work.
Sofa 就是沙发啦。那例句说呢，我喜欢在下班之后躺在沙发上看电视。How comfortable.、
Mm.
But Aaron, what's the difference between sofa and couch?Like you say, couch potato.
嗯哼，
沙发马铃薯就是会待在沙发上发懒的人，对不对？ We call both of them 沙发 in Mandarin.
Well, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
They are the same thing. We usually say couch in Canada and sofa in the U.S.
Oh.
But they're exact same thing, just different names.
所以美式英文用的是 sofa.加拿大的人呢会说的是 couch、
mm-hmm.
那他们都指的是沙发 Okay,、mm-hmm. I got it
Okay, well, I think we all know this feeling of eating too much、mm-hmm. food and being really full And Andy says, I'm so full, I really want to sleep
这时候 Andy 说我好饱哦我想睡觉 We say he's in a food coma
Yes
吃太多之后呈现昏睡的状态
And if he's got a big bellyWe can say he is a food baby.
Food baby.
That's my favorite thing to say.
I like it.
Okay, well, this always happens to me after a big Christmas dinner. So I usually take a nap and then wake up to eat more pie.
What?
Uh-huh.
But that's a good idea.
I know, it's so good. Okay, now there's no time for sleeping. They have stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
Wei says, not yet. In a few minutes, we'll go outside and set offfirecrackers.
这时候伟就说了哎，还没哦，还不可以睡哦。几分钟之后呢，我们要到外面去放鞭炮。
Now are they going to start a fire? A Chinese New Year fire?
放火不是。No. They're going to set off firecrackers. 放鞭炮 not set fire. 不是放火。
That sounds a little bit safer.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so firecrackers are really fun. Andy thinks they're fun too. He says, cool. That sounds fun.
Andy 就说了 cool, 听起来很好玩。I like to set up firecrackers too.、
Mm-hmm.
Have you done that before?
I have. I've set off a lot of firecrackers in Taiwan.
Was it exciting for you?
It was. It's really fun. You can't do that in Canada, so...
Oh, you can't?
No, it's not very...
Safe?
The police don't like it very much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's one more thing to do before they go outside and set off firecrackers. I think you guys probably know what it is. Wei says, before I forget...Let me share my favorite Chinese New Year tradition with you.
我就说了，在我忘掉以前，让我来跟你分享我最喜欢的 Chinese New Year tradition.
Mm-hmm.
农历新年的传统。
Now, don't worry, it's not the tradition where you sweep the house.
不是扫地。
Andy's not going to have to clean anything. Now, what's your favorite Chinese New Year tradition?
I think mine is like Wei's.
Mm-hmm.
The time that all the children in my family can get red envelopes. 就是拿红包的时候啦。You know what? Mm-hmm. I'm not married, so I'm still considered as a child.
Yes.
So for you,、
mm-hmm.
Christmas must be an important...
Right.
Festival, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite Christmas tradition?
I think I have two. Mm-hmm. And one of them I already talked about. It's eating pie. I love pie. And the second one is on Christmas Eve, we open one gift.
Uh-huh.
So the kids in my family get to choose one gift.
Yeah.
And we can open that before Christmas Day.
Oh, okay. Mm. 拆礼物。Okay, I see.
Mm-hmm.
So what is Wei going to show Andy?
Okay, well, Wei hands Andy a red envelope. You were right.
Wei 这个时候就拿了一个红包给 Andy.
Okay, now we have two words to talk about here. The first is the verb hand. It's spelled H-A-N-D, hand. Let's find out more about it now.When you hand somebody something, you give them that thing with, not your foot, but your hand. Okay, now here's an example sentence. Please hand your test papers to me. Thank you. One more time. Please hand your test papers to me. Thank you.
hand 在文章中呢当的是动词使用哦，是传递交给的动作。那当然当名词的时候 hand 就是手。那例句说呢，请递给我你的考卷，谢谢。那同学们，如果是在学校的学生的话，你要缴交的就是作业，对不对？缴交作业，我们说 hand in your homework.
Right.
So all of us have to hand in our homework on time. 我们每个人都要准时缴交作业。
Don't be late. Here's another verb, or another word we talked about、mm-hmm. in that sentence. So Wei handed Andy an envelope or envelope. You can say it both ways.Envelope is spelled E-N-V-E-L-O-P-E, envelope. Let's learn more about this noun right now. An envelope or envelope is something that you can put paper inside and close and then put in the mail. Now it's very light because it's also made of paper. That way it doesn't cost a lot to send it in the mail. Here's an example.Can you put this letter in an envelope and send it for me? Can you put this letter in an envelope and send it for me?
Envelope, 或者是我们可以念成 envelope, 它是信封的意思。例句说呢，你可以帮我把这封信装进信封寄出去吗？
Okay, so Andy is a little bit confused. He doesn't know about envelopes、oh. or hongbaos yet.、Mm-hmm. And he says, what's this?
所以第一次拿到红包的 Andy 就很困惑啦，他就问，这是什么？
Good question. Now, Wei is going to explain this tradition. She says, older family members give red envelopes with lucky money inside to younger family members.
那 Wei 就跟他解释啦，他说呢，家中比较年长的成员会给年纪比较小的成员红包，里面呢可是有可以带来好运的 money 钱。
Okay, I like getting red envelopes too. Here's a question. How many family members do you have, Elsie?
I only have two family members,、mm-hmm. my mom and my dad,、okay. but when it's Chinese New Year, I get to hang out with my aunts and uncles, so altogether there are too many to count.、
Same with my family. But I have four family members in my close family, but I have lots of family members if you include all my aunts, uncles, and cousins, just like yours.
So you can get a lot of、red envelopes, I guess.
Well, we don't give red envelopes, but it's a lot of Christmas gifts.
Yes.
Okay. Now Andy is really impressed.、Mm-hmm. He says, thank you. Chinese New Year is now my favorite holiday.
Andy 这时就说啦，谢谢你哦，农历新年是我现在最爱的节日了， my favorite holiday.
Okay, we have one word to talk about. The noun holiday is spelled H-O-L-I-D-A-Y, holiday. Here, a holiday is a special date that happens each year when you celebrate a special event.There are lots of examples. Chinese New Year, Christmas, Double Ten Day. You get the point. Now, on holidays, you usually get work and school off to celebrate. Here's an example. The office is closed tomorrow because it's a holiday. The office is closed tomorrow because it's a holiday.
Holiday 指的是节日或是国定假日。那例句说呢，办公室明天不会开门，因为明天是国定假日。So like I said before, Chinese New Year is my favorite holiday. What about、mm-hmm. yours, Erin?
I think I like all the holidays.
All the holidays?
Yeah.
所有的假日都喜欢。Oh, yeah. I think me too, right?
Yeah, right. Okay. Okay, well, we're going to finish up today by going to our magic box, and then we'll see you here for review time.
Hello guys, 今天要来介绍一下在英文当中的几种不客气的说法。如果你只会说 You're welcome, 好像有点逊跟无聊诶。那其实呢，就跟我们中文里面会说不客气，没什么，小事一件，来表示不客气的东西一样。那以下呢，这几种说法可以让你的英文听起来更活泼、哦。现在呢，就来介绍几个比较非正式 casual 一点的说法。假设今天你帮一个朋友的忙，那对方跟你说 Thank you for helping me， 你可以怎么回呢？ Oh, you're welcome， 不要再 you're welcome 了好吗？ How about this？ Of course， 当然。Thank you for helping me. Of course. 那当然呢，听起来这就比较像是在说帮忙你是一件非常理所当然的事情，不要跟我在那边客气哦。Of course 呢，可以用在很多的情境，那通常呢是在回复一个人的请求，但是呢，其实在不同的情境还有语气下面的话，也可以有不同的运用哦。那接下来呢 ，Thank you for helping me. No problem， 或者是呢你可以说 No stress。英式一点的说法呢，则是 no worries， 意思呢都是差不多的，可以交替使用，叫你不要把这个人情挂在心上，不要有压力啦。下一个呢 ，Thank you for helping me， don't mention it。光听这个字面意思，好像有一点凶凶的，但是哦，相信我，这绝对不是那个意思，而是比较像在跟对方说呢，你没有必要谢我的意思。Thanks for the ride. 谢谢你载我回家。Don't mention it. 没什么，不足挂齿。大概呢是像这样子的感觉。那再来一个，大家也是常常听到，不过呢，你可能比较熟悉它另外的用法，意思呢跟当然好啊有点像，猜猜看哦。Thank you for helping me. Sure.Or sure thing， 没错，就是 sure 这个字，它跟 of course 一样万用，也都有当不客气的意思。好，那我来考考大家一个比较介于正式跟非正式的中间说法，也是有不客气的意思。我很高兴可以帮忙，该怎么用英文说呢
？The answer is I'm happy to help or happy to help。你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Hi everyone, welcome back to Review Time. Mm-hmm. Now this was our Picture Dictionary unit, Ooh. Which means we learned a lot of words about Chinese New Year. Uh-huh. Now I'm going to try to draw a picture of something you see at Chinese New Year.
Okay.
And you can guess what it is.
All right, I'll try my best.
Okay, let me draw really quick. Okay.
Oh, Erin, it's just a circle.
I know, it's just
Probably
a circle.
An oval.
Okay.
With some hair.
Let's say it's hanging somewhere. I don't have a red marker, so I'll just sort of color it blue. Inside, there might be...
What is that thing?
It's a light.
Oh, it's a light. Uh-huh. 灯在里面哦，然后又可以Hand, right? Mm-hmm. 又可以挂。那Okay, I'll say it's a lantern.
It is a lantern. It's not a very nice picture, though, is it?
yeah, lantern with some... What's this part?
That's
hair?
That's just the strings that hang from the lantern. Okay. All right, well, do you want to try to beat
yeah,
my
let
picture?
Yeah, let me try one.
Okay.
I don't have any eraser, right? Okay.
That's okay. We can just use our hands.
And I'll draw something that I'm good at.
Okay.
My picture got some hair down there too.
Do you have to light it on fire?
Yeah.
So if I light this on fire, it goes bang, 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 bang. Is it a firecracker?
Yeah.
Yes. I got it. All right. Go look at those words in your book. You're probably better drawers than we are. Mm-hmm. So play this game with your friends. But we have to say goodbye. For A Plus English, I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Celebrating Chinese New Year. Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today we're going to introduce some words you can see during Chinese New Year.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun. Reunion dinner.Spring couplet. Firecracker. Lucky money. Sticky rice cake. Dragon and lion dance. lantern. Year-end cleanup.
Welcome to our home, Andy.
Thank you again for inviting me.
Of course. Dinner is ready. Let's eat.
Everything smells delicious. What is that?
Andy points to a dish.
That's sticky rice cake. It's a sweet Chinese New Year dish.
I can't wait to try it.
Dinner is over. Andy and Wei are sitting on the sofa.
Oh, I'm so full. I really want to sleep.
Not yet. In a few minutes, we'll go outside and set off firecrackers.
Cool. That sounds fun.
Oh, before I forget, let me share my favorite Chinese New Year tradition with you.
Wei hands Andy a red envelope.
What's this?
Older family members give red envelopes with lucky money inside to younger family members.
Thank you. Chinese New Year is now my favorite holiday.
Sofa. Sofa. I like to lie on the sofa and watch TV after work. I like to lie on the sofa and watch TV after work. Hand. Hand. Please hand your test papers to me. Thank you. Please hand your test papers to me. Thank you. Envelope. Envelope. Can you put this letter in an envelope and send it for me? Can you put this letter in an envelope and send it for me? Holiday. Holiday. The office is closed tomorrow because it's a holiday. The office is closed tomorrow because it's a holiday.